Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points, of course. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Adam Felber and Luke Burbank each has 3 points. Kiri O'Connor has 2.
Okay. Kiri? She doesn't want your pity. That's right, Kiri, isn't it? You don't want
no,
their
I
pity.
I want their pity.
Oh, come on. All right, Kiri, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the U.S. and Russia signed a treaty designed to shrink stockpiles of blanks.
Nuclear arms.
Right. The recent sex abuse scandal caused the Vatican to announce it will have stricter background checks when electing the next blank.
Cardinals and Pope.
Yeah. A ruling by a federal court this week called into question the FCC's authority to regulate the blank.
It's the net neutrality thing.
The internet.
Yeah.
Give the answer to you. This week, United Airlines announced it was negotiating a possible merger with blank.
U.S. Air.
Right. Nice. A new road sign in the northern Italian city of Treviso warns drivers of roving blanks.
Roving wild boars.
No, prostitutes. J.K. Rowling, Justin Bieber, and cast members from Sesame Street were among those who attended the blank at the White House.
Easter egg roll.
Right. Scottie Pippen and Karl Malone were among this year's inductees into the blank.
Basketball Hall of Fame.
Right. A suspect fleeing Cleveland police last week hopped a barbed wire fence to escape without realizing that his new hiding place was a blank.
A jail. A prison.
Yes, but not just a prison, a woman's prison. The state women's prison in Cleveland was not a particularly good hiding place for the male motorist who was easily identified by authorities. The shaken, bruised fugitive told police, "Man, that's not at all what it's like on Cinemax." Carl, how did Kiri do in our quiz?
Kiri had a great round, Peter. 7 correct answers for 14 more points. She now has 16 points and the lead.
Well done. We flipped a coin. Adam has elected to go next. Fill in the blank. Dangerous levels of methane gas hindered rescue efforts after a mine blast in blank.
West Virginia.
Right. In a press event on Thursday, Steve Jobs revealed that a new operating system that will allow blanks to multitask.
iPhones.
Right. Spirit Airlines announced this week that it would become the first airline to begin charging passengers for blank.
Carry-on luggage.
Right. Virginia Governor Robert McDonnell was hit with a barrage of criticism from people nationwide when he declared April to be blank in Virginia.
Confederate Remembering Awareness Month.
Exactly right. Snack lovers celebrated the 80th anniversary of the invention of the blank this week.
Twinkie?
Right. Daytime talk show Maven Blank announced that her new cable show would air in primetime.
Oprah.
Right.
Winfrey.
A woman who accidentally crashed her car through the front window of a Michigan hair salon decided afterward to blank.
Get her hair done.
Exactly right. Marion Zock is her name. Her foot slipped when she was parking her Ford Fusion outside Classic Hair Design. She shot through the wall and into the salon. Zock says she, quote, sat there with my face in my hands because I was so embarrassed. But when she looked up, she realized that the crash had already really done a number on her hair. And since she was inside already, Carl, how did Adam do on our quiz?
Adam had a great round. 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 17 points, and Adam has taken the lead.
Well done, Adam. How many, then, does Luke need?
Luke needs 7 to tie, 8 to win outright.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Luke, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. Internal memos released this week show executives at blank debated coming clean about accelerator problems back in January.
Toyota.
Right. On Monday, underdog Butler University lost to blank for the men's NCAA championship title.
Duke.
Right. A diplomat from Qatar smoking in an airplane bathroom caused a terror scare when he said he was just trying to blank.
Blow up the plane?
More or less. He said he was setting his shoes on fire. Saying that they're on track to make a profit in the future, on Wednesday, automaker blank announced fourth quarter losses of $3.4 billion.
GM.
Right. Throwing out the first pitch for the Nationals on opening day, blank tossed it high and outside.
President Obama.
Right. Ousted from office last year on Sunday, blank was fired from the Celebrity Apprentice as well.
Blagojevich.
Right. Police in Pennsylvania charged a man. They were so proud. Police in Pennsylvania charged a man with public drunkenness after witnesses found him blanking.
The witnesses found him watching The Apprentice with Rod Blagojevich.
No, they found him giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a dead possum.
I heard about this. I can't believe that I forgot that.
It's true. You have to give Donald Wolf credit. He was trying to help, and possums do have a reputation for faking their own death. Was he, like, really doing the whole thing? He was like, come on, breathe, damn you, breathe, and pressing on the possums. Oh, my God.
He was
God.
Giving it mouth-to-mouth when they rolled up.
That's
seriously.
That's nuts.
I mean, possums have extraordinarily long snouts, don't they? Just, you know.
Well, they can't go from snout to snout.
Well, I'm just thinking of the logistics of trying to create a seal with somebody's with a possum's mouth. It's just, or a seal's mouth for that matter. I don't know why you would.
Anyway, Carl, did Luke do well enough to win?
Well, Luke needed at least 7 correct answers to tie. Luke had just 6. So with 17 points, Adam Felber is this week's champion.
Woohoo!
You're the man.
Well done, Adam.